We saw yesterday machlokes in the Gemara between Ravina and Rav Chista. Hirhur is kedibur dami, or hirhur is lav. A big machlokes. If you hold hirhur is kedibur dami, then that's why he's doing hirhur, in order to be yaitz of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. If hirhur is lav kedibur, then he's definitely not being yaitz of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So what's the point of being maharher? And that's what we left off with yesterday, because at least that way, we shouldn't have a situation where everybody is involved in Kriya Shema and he's doing nothing. Now, before we move on in the Gemara, let's see the bottom Tosfos. Says Tosfos, V'rav Chista Omar lav.
Oh, no.
Never, never. I think
the bottom tesis. V'rav Chista Omar lav kedibur domi, says tesis. Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish the halacha k'Rav Chista. Very important. The halacha is like Rav Chista. In other words, hirhur is lav kedibur. Hirhur is lav kedibur. How do I know, says tesis, that the halacha is like Rav Chista? After all, it's a machlokes in the Gemara. There seems to be two opinions. Says tesis. Mida taretzi. Taretzi from the words tirutz. Mida taretzi Rav Ada v'Rebeloza lemilse. Because both Rav Ada and Rebeloza, as we're going to see in the continuation of the Gemara, they both go out of their way to answer up the opinion of Rav Chista. Which means, if we don't paskin like Rav Chista, then why would we need to expend effort to try and be Miyashev his opinion? Remember, the Gemara asked various questions, some of which we've learned, some of which we will see, and the Gemara goes out of the way to try and explain the opinion of Rav Chista. Says Tosfos, in my opinion, that itself is proof that clearly we paskin like Rav Chista, and that's why everybody is going out of their way to try and resolve his opinion. Says Tosfos, Shma Mino, so I hear from that, Kvosei Kaimi, that we paskin like him. So this is an incredibly important Tosfos. Tosfos says in conclusion, because therefore we paskin like Rav Chista, as is evident by the Amoroim who are going out of their way to resolve his opinion, V'loi Yotza B'Kriyas Shema B'Hirhur. So Alach HaLamaisa, you should know that if you are Maharher Kriya Shema, you are not Yotze. Now this is a very, very important factor. Alach HaLamaisa, we paskin, therefore, unequivocally, this is the opinion of Tosfos, and this is the Halacha, that Hirhur is Lav Kedibur Domi. Now, somebody pointed this out to me many, many years ago, and it's only when it becomes pointed out that you actually notice it. And he said, you know, it's very, very scary, perhaps less so with Kriya Shema, but a lot of our davening, he pointed out to me, we do behirhur. We scan the words with our eyes, but are we clearly enunciating every single word? So as we're whizzing through Psukei Dezimra or other parts of davening, and we read the words with our eyes, unless we actually verbalize the words, then that's hirhur. Now, that's bad enough if it's Psukei Dezimra. But if that would be done with crowd to Kriya Shema, then that's critical, because then you're not yotze the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema. So you'll remember anyway, we once had a discussion specifically with regard to Kriya Shema. We pasken in Elechat Chila, you should say Kriya Shema in a manner that at least you yourself can hear what you're saying. It doesn't need to be that your neighbor's hearing it, but it needs to be what you're hearing. But in addition to that, we saw that it's not le'ikuva, which means if you didn't do that, you are still yetz of the mitzvah. But we're learning from our tesis, but if you did it behirhur, then you really are not yetz of the mitzvah. So it would seem to be, therefore, there are really three levels altogether. Level number one is hirhur. Level number two is saying the words, but silently. Level number three is saying the words that your own ears can hear what you're saying. Initially, lechatchila, we should be saying Shema level three, meaning say the words at least loudly enough that you can hear what you're saying. If not, then b'di'eved level two, as long as you enunciate the words. But level number one, if you just peruse the words with your eyes, you are not yotze the mitzvah. Very, very, very important. And with that, we move on now. The Gemara said that we paskin that hirhur is lav kedibul, with the obvious question being, if that's the case, then what on earth is the purpose of being maharher krishma? After all, they can't, if you're not saying the words, and hirhur is lav kedibur, and you are not yetzer the mitzvah, so what's the point of thinking the words? And the Gemara said, in the name of Rabbi Ada, at least we should not have a situation where everybody is busy, the whole tzibur is busy with Shema, and you're sitting there doing nothing. So rather, what do? You should be involved with the same inyan that the tzibur are involved in, i.e. Kriya Shema. So even though you cannot say the words because he's a Baal Keri, but at least he will peruse the words so that he's involved in the inyan of Kriya Shema, even though he's not yetzeh the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Says the Gemara on the top of Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, V'harei Tfilah. What about Tfilah? Tfilah, remember we did not discuss Tfilah in our Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about Birkas Hamazon, which we will mention in a moment, and Kriya Shema. So what about Tfilah, says the Gemara, V'harei Tfilah, the davar shehatzibur asukin boy. Tfilah would also be a prime example of something where the tzibur are involved with, and yet the tanan, we have learned a mishnah later on in this parak, and it says as follows: Hoya oimed b'tfilah. What would be if somebody is standing in the middle of his davening, meaning Shmoneh Esrei? The nizkar, and he all of a sudden remembered shehu baal keri. He suddenly remembered that he's tummy and that he shouldn't really have begun Shmoneh Esrei at all. So what are his options? Should he just stop where he is? Or should he continue? Because once you've begun, you carry on. And the Gemara says, neither that or the other. It's a compromise. What should he do? Lo yafsik. On one hand, you should not stop in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. But on the other, you should not continue in a normal manner. Ela yikatzer. End of Mishnah. What does that mean, yikatzer? You should make a brief version. Says the top Rashi, ela yikatzer kol brocha ubrocha. You make a brief, concise version, a shortened version of every single brocha. And that's what you should do. Now, the Gemara makes a diuk. Says the Gemara, Tama da Aschil. The whole reason why we allow you to continue, albeit in the shortened version, is only because you've actually begun Shmoneh Esrei. After all, that was the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you were in the middle of davening. So if you're in the middle, we make special dispensation. You can keep on going, albeit in the brief version. But surely we can be medayik from there. Ha, loy aschil. But if he did not begin, then surely we have every right to be medayik. Loy yaschil. If he has not begun, then he should not begin. Why is that diuk a very sound diuk? Because why did the Mishnah need to talk about a case of when he was in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei? Why didn't the Mishnah tell me an even better chiddush that even if you are not in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you may begin in a brief version? It didn't say that. So the implication is clear, and that is, it's only a special heter if you have already begun. With a clear implication being that if you have not begun, then you may not begin. You may not begin. Now, one second. If you may not begin, and that's the diuk that we're making, so what is the situation that we've just now created? He comes to davening, Everybody is involved in davening, and he wants to know, is he allowed to daven? And we say, no. If you already started and only then you remembered, fine, you can continue in a shortened version. But don't start. So what's he going to do? It did not say that if you are in the middle, then you should continue. And if you have not yet started, at least you should be maharher. It didn't say that. So what's the clear implication? That if you have not started, what should you do? Absolutely nothing. And if you do nothing, this is the exact situation that we were trying to avoid. Everybody is Isaac Betfilah, and he is there sitting, staring into space. That is the Gemara's question. Now, before we see the Gemara's answer, we really need to pause for a moment. Again, let's go back to our Mishnah of Kriya Shema. The Mishnah says you should not recite Kriya Shema when in a state of Tumah. What should you do? Hirhur. Why are you doing Hirhur? According to the second opinion, Hirhur is not Kedibur, but at least you should be involved in it. So Hirhur, according to Rav Chista, is not kedibur, but it is at least a partial solution to take care of the problem of sitting there doing nothing. Now, that's all with regard to Kriya Shema. When you get to Tefillah, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, if you have already begun, then indeed you should continue. With the implication clearly being that if you have not begun, then you should not daven. One moment. So what are you worried about? That if he doesn't daven, then he's going to be sitting there doing nothing. At the time when everybody else is davening, he's going to be sitting doing nothing. And that's the situation that we want to avoid. But one moment. Maybe, indeed, he has to do hirhur. Who in the world said that if you haven't begun Shemoneh Esrei that you don't do Hirur? Maybe he should do Hirur. The only diuk that you can make from the Mishnah is, the Mishnah says that if you've started, then you carry on. So then, yes, I agree. You can be medayek that if you have not started, you may not begin. But it doesn't talk about Hirur. Maybe indeed you do Hirur so that you should not be sitting there staring into space. How do you know that's not the case? Look at the second Tosfos. We'll come back to the first one, but look at the second Tosfos. He asks this question. Ha, ilo yaschil, lo yaschil, says Tosfos. I don't understand. V'im toima. You could ask the kasha, Eima, maybe de bedibur ka'omar. Maybe what this Mishnah means, right? Ka'oma means. What this Mishnah means is with regard to Dibur, yes. With regard to Dibur, I can only allow Dibur if you have already begun. If you have not begun, don't say the words of Tefillah. But ha behirhur shapir dami. But maybe hirhur would be absolutely fine. So what's the kasha that the Gemara is asking? The Gemara is saying, we cannot have a situation when you're doing nothing, in Tefillah he's doing nothing. How do you know he's doing nothing? All the Mishnah says was that he can't say the words, but maybe he is supposed to think the words of Tefillah and he won't be doing nothing. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Eshloima says, Tosfos, no. The Mashma. The implication of the Mishnah was otherwise. The lo yaschil afilu behirhur. The implication of the Mishnah is that he should not begin Shemoneh Esrei even merely with hirhur. Why? Why is that the mashmaos? Midaloi koma, because remember the Mishnah does not say yekatzer bedibur. Oy, yaharher ba'arichus. Why did the Mishnah not give me the option of being Maharher? What does it say? That if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esra, you may continue, but only a very concise version. Why? Why doesn't the Mishnah say, yes, continue saying the concise version, but at least think to yourself the lengthy version? Why didn't it say that? So you clearly see that Hirhur is not mentioned as an option at all with regard to tefillah. Otherwise, it would have said that if you have not yet begun, at least do Hirhur. Even if you have begun, then at least do a Hirhur of the lengthy version. It did not say that. So if it didn't say that, what's the clear implication? That for some reason, Hirhur is not mentioned as an option with regard to tefillah. And that, says Tosfos, is the Gemara's kasha. Why, with regard to Kriya Shema, were we super concerned? We don't want to have a situation where everybody is involved in Kriya Shema and he's doing nothing. But with regard to tefillah, that's exactly what we do have. We only allow him to continue if he already begun Shemoneh Esra, and if not, what does he do? Nothing. As Tosfos is medayik, not only does he not do dibur, but he doesn't even do hirhur. So what does he do? Nothing. So how can we have a situation where he's sitting there doing nothing? Says the Gemara, Shani tefillah. Tefillah is different. The less ba malchus shamayim. Unbelievable teretz of the Gemara. Tefillah, as important as it is, but there is no mention in tefillah of Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. We do not make mention in every bracha, at least, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, albeit that we do in some brachas. And therefore, it's not considered so severe. In the case of Kriya Shema, where you are announcing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about the Melech, as we've mentioned many times, that Kriya Shema is all about Malchus Shemayim, Malchus Shomayim, we cannot have a situation when a person is sitting there doing nothing. Everybody's involved in declaring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. What is he doing? Nothing. That can't be. We cannot have a situation where a person basically ignores this overwhelmingly important notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. Whereas in Tefillah, which is not a declaration of Malchus Shomayim, there, it's of less concern if he's sitting there doing nothing. Says Rashi, look at the top line, just the first line of that Rashi. The less ba malchus shomayim, ein melech ha'olam, quote unquote. We do not say the words melech ha'olam in the brachos shel yudches of Shemoneh Esra. And therefore, it's not considered to be as severe as Kriya Shema, which is all about Malchus Shamayim. Fine. So therefore, if we ask, is there a contradiction between Kriya Shema and Tefillah? The answer is there's no contradiction. It's only with regard to Kriya Shema that we don't want him having a situation where he's sitting there doing nothing and ignoring this declaration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech.
Can we extrapolate from this that the Mishnah, when it talks about separating Shema from the brachas before and after, that is really just a dugma for any other bracha that's not Shema or not Birkas HaMazon or not Deraisa?
One thing, Deraisa and the Rabbana we'll get to in a moment.
Okay.
We'll get to in a moment. The brachas of Kriya Shema. The brachas of Kriya Shema. Do we say Melech HaOlam in the brachas of Kriya Shema? Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Yotzer Oyer. So we do say Melech Ha'olam. So if that's the case, then we really should be stuck in Kriya Shema again.
Right.
The Gemara in the next line only asks about Birkas HaMazon. We've also discussed Tefillah, but one moment. why did the Gemara not discuss the brachas of Kriyat Shema? Again, what did the Mishnah say? If somebody is a Baal Keri, he should do a Hirhur of Kriyat Shema, which according to Rav Chista means not that you're yaitz of the mitzvah, but at least you'll be busy. So the Gemara immediately says, oh, what about tefillah? One second. Forget tefillah. Let's keep local with Kriyat Shema. What about the brachas of Kriyat Shema? And here you can't say, no, there's no Malchus Shemayim. There is Malchus Shemayim. Tosfos asks this question in the top Tosfos. Look at the very top Tosfos. Vahari tefillah, d'dovah shehat simbur, as we always mention in our shir. So important to be mendaic, not only what it says, but also what it doesn't say. Here, the Gemara does ask tefillah, but why does it not ask about the brachos of Kriyat Shema? Says Tosfos, v'intoima v'amai shovak. Shovak means to leave. Why have we left bova? What's bova? Like bova kama, bova metzia, the case. Why have we left the case of Kriyat Shema dekoi begavor, in which we are standing? Dekoi means to stand. Begavor in it. We are standing here in the subject of Kriyat Shema. So I would have thought, before you go and explore the halachas of tefillah, let's first sort out Kriyat Shema, which after all is our project at hand. So v'imtoima v'amai shovak, why have we left bother the Kriyat Shema, the case of Kriyat Shema, the koi begavo, which is where we are standing at the moment, the dovor shatzibur oiskin boy. It is also a matter where everybody is oisakin, everybody's busy saying the brachas. And yet, the katani, and it says in the Mishnah, einoi mevorech lefoneho, etc. So why did the Gemara not query that line? Instead of running off to tefillah, keep local. We're busy dealing with Kriyat Shema. Let's finish our Kriyat Shema project, and then we'll move on to tefillah. So the brachas of Kriyat Shema. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Yetzirei Rubarei Cheshech. Why did the Gemara not ask straight away, one moment, if the Mishnah says you don't say the brachas, he's going to be sitting doing nothing? Why did the Gemara not ask that question? The Yesh Loima says, Tosfos, I'll explain to you why. Mishum Rabusa de Tfila. What's Rabusa? Rabusa always means the ribui, the chidush. Because there is a tremendous chidush in the Mishnah that talks about tefillah. What's the big chidush? Mishum rabusa de tefillah porich minei. It's because of the tremendous chidush in tefillah, that's why we asked from it. Porich, we asked minei from it. Why, what's the big chidush? Afal gav de tefillah me'umad. Because after all, Shmoneh Esra is said standing up. The nire lakoil. And now it will be evident to all, she'ein ze oimed, he is not standing k'moisom like them. Oh, that's much more blatant. If the implication in the Mishnah is that somebody who's a Baal Keri should not daven, so what will he do? He'll just remain seated. He's got no reason to stand up. Why should he stand up? Well, then that really is blatant. You've got the entire shul on their feet and he's there sitting down.
Couldn't he stand kavod hatzibur?
Yeah, he could, but the Mishnah doesn't say that. That's the problem.
Yeah.
The Mishnah simply says you do nothing. V'afilu hachi amrinon, and nonetheless we say that im lo hischil, lo yaschil. And yet it still says, if you have not begun, don't begin. And that is really the end of Tosfos. The rest we'll have to see next time. But that answers our question. Why is it that we ran off to tefillah before discussing Kriyat Shema? Because tefillah has a tremendous chiddush. there the question is much stronger. How on earth can you have a situation where the whole shul is standing up, he's sitting down, and it doesn't seem to be that we're concerned with the fact that he's doing nothing in a very obvious way? Remember, what was always the question? That he's doing nothing. Not that we're concerned that he's bored, but rather he's doing something which is so blatant different to everyone else. That's much more blatant in the case of